So, Gus, this is my 12th straight SEC football media days. I remember the very first one back in 2008. My very first guest was Tommy Tuberville. I grew up in a household of Auburn fans.
Yeah.
My next guest is the 500th I would ever have as far as covering SEC media days. So I had to, first of all, give a gift to my relatives, and I wanted it to be special, and so I wanted to make sure it was you.
Awesome.
So thank you for taking time out.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, at the end of last year, you resume your play-calling abilities with the Auburn Tigers. You ended on a high note in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. How did that win set the tone for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I tell you, we played our best football game. You know, we beat a team that actually beat Ohio State by 29 points.
Exactly.
We beat them handily, and that really has given us some momentum. And then you throw in the fact that we had eight of our juniors that seriously considered leaving early to the NFL. They chose to come back. So it's been a lot of positive momentum this offseason leading up to the you know, to fall camp.
I go back 2 years ago when last time I visited with you here in Birmingham. It, very similar situation, quarterback battle. Nobody was giving Auburn too much of a chance in 2017. You're going to have the chance at the end of the year to host Alabama. Do you like being in that role, knowing that nobody's expecting much?
You know, I feel real comfortable with that role, I'll tell you that. And you're exactly right, in 2017. Of course, 2013, I think we were picked last.
We'll go there, too.
And so, you know, we've done pretty well when we've kind of been under the radar. And you know, both times we've had very veteran teams, too. You know, and we had really good quarterback play.
It must speak volumes knowing you had around the number of eight individuals with a chance to go on to the next level. Instead of that, they decided to come back for one more year. What does that say to the Auburn Nation about their commitment to Auburn?
You know, I think it says everything. You know, we had guys that would have not been drafted. We had some that have been drafted pretty high. And the fact they came back, I will tell you this, we got a hungry group. We got a real determined team that kind of has a chip on their shoulder, and they feel like they got some unfinished business.
Gus, I know it's always important to get everybody on the same page. We've talked about ride the Gus bus and all that. Explain and talk about the rationale behind Ride for the Brand.
Yeah. You know, Ride for the Brand is just put Auburn first in everything we do, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player. And really at the core of who Auburn is, that's what it's about. It's about work hard, work, play for the player beside you. It's more important than you. And so we've really tried to instill just the core values of who Auburn is, the Auburn creed. And we've had all kinds of former Auburn greats come in just to instill those things that were important to them when they played, what's important to them now. And we've got a lot of former Auburn players on staff that we put up in front of our team, and just trying to give them as much of you know, traditions and everything that goes with it. It's been really good, and I think it's appropriate, you know, for this team.
When you look at the offense in 2019, we start with one of your strengths of the team, the offensive line. Certainly helps from a play-calling standpoint.
No, there's no doubt. When we're able to run the football, I mean, that's when everything else goes. And to win a championship, you got to be successful running it. And I really feel strong that we'll be able to do that. And when we're able to do that, that makes play-calling a lot easier.
Gus, I've never met a coach yet that doesn't like competition at positions. And you have that. You certainly want somebody to win this role, but you have another competition there at quarterback.
Yeah, we do. But here's the deal. Both of them are freshmen, but they're talented. Both of them are run threats. Both of them can create when things break down. Both of them have big-time arms. So the great thing is they got the skill set. And I think we can win games with both of them. So it's just going to be a matter of getting to fall camp, put them through the different things, and figure out who's going to give us the best chance of beating the Oregon Ducks.